Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon ang kababayang mula sa Melbourne na si Regina Meehan. Hello, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. Okay naman ako.
Unang-una, ano ba itong negosyo na to?
Nagtitinda kami ng barbecue. So, maramihan siya. So, we do it all over Australia and New Zealand. So, tapos lang ng event namin sa Sydney at saka sa Toowoomba. And now, balik na ulit kami sa Melbourne for more events. Naisip ko, bakit hindi lang tayo mag-travel habang nag-work? So, kaya yun. That's why we just decided to do events na talagang naglumilipat-lipat kami sa mga ibang lugar.
Is it safe to say na this is a side hustle or talagang full-blown business na to?
Definitely a full-blown business. Because we actually just purchased a massive warehouse. Doon namin yung e-store. Kasi we have multiple brands under our name. Hindi lang siya Hoy Pinoy. We have multiple brands that we run. We have decided to expand it a lot more. So just to give you an idea, we have 9 containers set up. Imagine what size of the warehouse that you will need to store that. And plus, yung aming prep kitchen. Siyempre, ipoproduce mo yung mga pagkain and you need a big space for that. So, being side hustle, nung simula, you could say it could be a little bit of side hustle kasi nung nagsimula kami way back 2013. Back then, I was still working sa lab, a pathology company na like, I was part-time pero along the way, you know, I help out whenever may mga shifts na hindi nagagawa ng mga ibang staff, I help out and do that. And during that time, maliliit pa yung mga anak namin. So, I was able to do that working with our business and then raising my children.
2013, nung nagsimula ka, do you still remember kung mga magkano ang pondo na ginastos nyo to set it up?
We were very lucky kasi may restaurant na kami noon. We had a 350-seat restaurant sa Carlton, which is just outside of Melbourne, dito sa amin. Yung restaurant na yun, we actually had an Italian restaurant because my husband is a trained chef. So we are able to use yung mga facilities namin doon. And then when we started this, in terms of amount, I'd say more or less over 200K. Starting up a business is not very easy. There's a lot to it that like everyone should be kind of aware of. It's not just like opening up a stall and then sell your food. There's insurances, there's, you know, insurances after insurances, and then obviously a lot of planning ahead, a lot of with the staffing and all that. You gotta have a proper transport to transport your food. Alone, buying a van costs a lot of money.
So 200,000. So no mga panahon na yon, ano ba to? Inipon niyo ba to or did you take out a loan sa banko?
No, we didn't take a loan. Naipon namin. Well, the thing is like I've got a very supportive family. I've got my parents, I've got my in-laws that's always been sinusuportahan kami regardless kung ano yung gusto naming gawin na, you know, will help up with our future. So kaming mag-asawa, we've always been very cautious with our money. Maingat kami kung saan namin ginagastos yung pera na. In doing that, it gave us a very good base in starting our business.
Now, balikan natin, no? Dahil mag-13 years na ang iyong negosyo. How has it grown?
To be honest, it actually grown a lot. Like, as I said, we just purchased a massive warehouse. We are currently feeding right now. In that sense, we've got different setups of different, whether it's just a container setup, it's just a trailer setup. We just purchased another brand, which is, we're doing American barbecue now. We just purchase that brand that we're rolling out all over Australia and New Zealand as well.
Noon yun na realize na it was time to expand. It was time to grow the business.
The demand. There's this demand on what we're doing. People are reaching out to us. Sa amin, we're pretty much fully booked ahead. When there's a demand, obviously, kami, like, it's like, oh, okay, that person booked us for that time of the year already, well ahead. We're pretty much booked out until like 6 months ahead. That person reached us to us. They need us in this location. Okay, so do we have enough setup for that? And then, halimbawa, pag na-realize namin na, oh, we need more of this, we create more things to be able to keep up with the demand.
Naisip ko yung logistics, hindi ba? Paano mo pinaplano ang logistics?
I've got a good team working for me. Every single person in my team, they have different duty. Managers communicate to me and my husband pretty much palagi. Tapos, we do have meetings and then, ayun, so from then on, and we're hands-on with our business.
Ano yung challenges ngayon ng iyong negosyo?
Challenges? Weather? That's something that you can't control. Yung weather, like, you'll be setting up in an event, like, you will plan ahead, magandang panahon, and then, even especially in Melbourne, if you're in Melbourne, like, it'll be sunny, and then next minute, it'll be rainy. That, I'd say that's one of the biggest challenges that, you know, if someone's starting a business out there, if it's a food business, weather is the most thing that you cannot control. That's probably one of the biggest challenges that you will face everywhere. The main thing that we're obviously noticing is the cost of transport. For example, when my guy is driving the van from one location, for example, just a simple drive from Melbourne to Canberra, usually the petrol is pretty much next to nothing, but because of the increase, it actually makes a difference. Usually I will send our work van, which is a work van, and I'll have my personal car in that one. Instead of going two cars, I'll send one. That will save, you know, petrol money. I mean, it's not much, like, but at the end of the day, saving those little amounts of resources, it actually adds up at the end of the day. So that's one that we're actually, you know, how we're managing it. Just making sure that we're, you know, on top of everything, basically.
How do you deal with competition? Meron bang competition?
Yeah, there is. Para sa amin, we just do our thing. Like, we focus on what we do. I think, in my opinion, that's the reason why we stay in business. We don't care what other people do with their business. It's their business. We just keep going forward on what we want to do with our business. Whether we expand, you know, we keep going on that. And yeah, that's it. Because, like, you can't control your competitors. What you can do is you can control on how you run your business. For us, like, and for me as well, I'm not going to waste my time looking at, like, kung ano yung ginagawa ng ka-competition namin. As long as I know I'm running my business very well, I think that's the best thing I could do.
Final message ni Regina. Sa lahat ng mga gustong kumita ng extra or yung mga gustong magtayo ng sarili nilang negosyo, ano ang gusto mong sabihin sa kanila?
Number one, you gotta believe in yourself. When you're starting a business, you gotta believe in your product, you gotta believe in yourself, and just enjoy it. Like, at the end of the day, your customer will see you if you're actually not enjoying what you're doing. Yun yung mapapayo ko sa mga kababayan natin. Your attitude while you're in the business reflects on what your business is. Enjoy it and obviously do a good job on your business.
Maraming salamat kay Regina Meehan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.